How would you describe your mother, say, if you
like? My mother? She was a very gentle woman. She never hit us. My father never hit us. She provided very well for us. We always had good dinners. Even then, in the, say, in the early 60s, I think she fancies herself as a cook, you know? And like we'd have cabbage on a Sunday, we say, with corned beef or something like that. And then she'd make soup from the corned beef, from what was left of the corned beef. So we'd have that for before dinner during the week. Because when I was at the North Mon, you go home at 12:30, I think it was, and you can go back at 2:00. So we'd have our dinner in the daytime, and then the father would have it at night when he came home, you know. So that's the way it used to be. All the boys had their dinners at 1:00 time. And so, you know, there was sort of set dinners for the week, you know. You'd have the meat, the mutton, or the corned beef mainly. There was very, very little steak that time. And then outside the Cork City, you know, people didn't have money to buy it. And so you'd have mutton or corned beef, and on Sunday and Monday. Then we used to have bodice, which you probably know. I think they call them spare ribs nowadays, you know. So of course they would be boiled. And then you would have tripe and drasheen. I think we said that on the Thursday. And then of course Friday was fish, you know, for the Catholic observance. So we had fish on the Friday, and then I forget Saturday, we had chops or something like that. So that's the way it was. And it didn't vary an awful lot. There were no pizzas, no pastas, no nothing like that. And then Shandon Street, you see all the shopping was local. So you'd have the pork butcher, the beef butcher, and Billy O'Callaghan, I think, was the beef butcher, the mutton and the beef at the shops. And then you had Jerry Nolan, he's still there, I used to go around with him. They had a shop there, a butcher shop, and then you had a man further up, about 3 doors from Jerry, I can't think of his name. And I think he used to sell pig meat, you know, heads, crew beans, things like that. Trident machine, and of course you had bakeries there. You had Creedon's Bakery, you had Donnelly's, which I saw this morning, is still there. And you had Arnold and the Herons. And so all the shopping was done on Shannon Street.